Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 14th, 2006, Valentine's Day. Today's message is titled, Transforming Enduring Love. The scripture text is Psalm 100, verse 5, which Brooksine will read along with the first paragraph.
For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. We met Jim and Dorothy Schmidt at a conference in Boston 6 years ago. They work with a mission agency called SEND. They're also involved in the Finishers Movement, and she's a longtime regional representative for Stonecroft Ministries. We've periodically communicated through the years, and last week they were in our area speaking to a group of Christian women. They asked Stephen and me to come as their guest. He was one of only 4 men among several hundred women dressed in Valentine red attire.
They shared their testimony, and I was astounded to learn of their background. I'd met them in their golden years and was blessed by their commitment and enthusiasm for the Lord. Jim had been a career sales manager for a large company and was using his retirement years in service for the Lord. They both exuded such grace. I wasn't aware that I was seeing the result of a long-term, transforming, enduring love in this devoted couple.
However, they were both raised in non-Christian homes and had a very difficult start in their marriage. But Dorothy was given a little blue Bible as a child and had memorized some verses even though she didn't understand the meaning of these scriptures.
Jim had an alcohol problem and their marriage was on the rocks. Once in despair, he tried to take his own life, having a shotgun up to his chin ready to pull the trigger. But his young son was screaming and pulling his hand, so he put the gun down. 3 different times, Jim told me, he had tried to kill another person.
The Lord first drew Dorothy to Himself using that little blue Bible and those verses that had been planted. She came to understand the love and forgiveness of God and accepted Christ and began a new life. Of course, she then desired that Jim would also follow the Lord, but he was very resistant and wanted nothing to do with her new faith.
However, the Spirit was working. He began to attend her church and in time sought a conference with her pastor. At the end of the conversation, the pastor, surely compelled by the Spirit, leaned over and put his finger in Jim's face and said, "Jim, you're going to hell." Dorothy looked at the pastor in shock. Knowing Jim, she felt such a bold approach would only anger him and turn him away. But it didn't. It's the very reality shock that Jim needed, and the pastor went on to share the gospel with him. He was gloriously saved.
Well, that was 41 years ago. They both began to serve the Lord together, and now in their 70s, they recently celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. He joyfully shared with us that his children and grandchildren serve the Lord.
This is Valentine's Day, and so much emphasis will be on the fickle love of the world. I want to focus on enduring love. By sharing Jim and Dorothy's story, I want to encourage you in God's long-term ability to transform. Some of you reading this or hearing this podcast today may very well identify with Jim and Dorothy before they began their spiritual transformation. I implore you to turn to the source of enduring love.
Others reading this or hearing this podcast have begun that process of transformation, but you're staggering. The problems just seem to mount and you wonder if you will last. Keep on practicing enduring love. God sure has this kind of love, and He calls us to love in the same way. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Lord Jesus, I know there's rejoicing in heaven when a loved one is called home, but I also believe there is great rejoicing when an ungodly cycle is broken, where generations have not followed in Your ways. Thank You for the transforming power evident in couples such as Dorothy and Jim, and others who are committed to You as they're influencing the generations that follow them. No longer are the children drifting aimlessly, but Your transformation continues in their children and their children's children.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooksine. This is DailyEncouragement.net. We are a home based ministry that Brooksanne and I have. We've done this since 1996, although just since this last year, September of 2005, we've done the podcast. It's a joy to share with you for a few minutes this morning. There is a website that is the kind of home base to this ministry. It's dailyencouragement.net. You're welcome to go today to see a picture of Jim and Dorothy in their golden years I took last week. There's also a picture up of the meeting we referred to last week of a group called Christian Women's Club. And it was a special day. The women, many of them, were dressed up in red. Also, several links today to ministries that Jim and Dorothy are a part of. Actually, they are missionaries with an organization called SIN, but I could not get their website to work today. I know Jim is also involved with a group called Finishers Project. In fact, he's encouraged me along that way. And there's a link to that particular website, as well as to Stonecroft Ministries. These are the folks that sponsor the Christian Women's Club. Some of you probably are familiar with some of these ministries. It's wonderful to see a couple continuing faithfully to serve the Lord. And that's certainly, as Brooksanne and I soon will experience our 30th wedding anniversary's desire to continue on loving others, loving God, and serving. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and stay encouraged.